Where all have you lived?
Well, I lived on the Stanford place down here about 6 or 7 years. Then I lived back up here, a little house up there, 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. That's the first one place in Elizabeth.
How long has it been since you moved from Summerall?
Oh, it's been 30 years. I mean, close to it.
So, when y'all were married, your wife lived at Summerall too? Or?
Well, no, she was living down here when me and her got married, see. She was living in Baxterville.
Mm-hmm. And then you moved to Baxterville.
Yeah.
I see.
I've been around here ever since.
Did you grow up on a farm, or?
Well, practically, yeah. Practically all the time working on a farm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you see, down there at Stanford place, I didn't farm none down there, but I kept busy attending to your stock stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we had a little garden down there. We didn't have anything to eat, I'd hit.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the farming business, I didn't do that because all I could do was run after them cows.
Yeah. What sort of buildings do you have on a farm?
Yeah, they were just wooden building, just like that one is there, see. Well, now, some of them have got brick buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some of them have. Now, you take down this side, the Stanford place, is a Rankin boy lives there. He got a nice brick home, see.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is a pretty place. But the Stanford place was built out of lumber, just like that is.
Mm-hmm. Tell me something about what a farm is like, what animals they have, and what buildings.
Well,
they have.
Lots of times they have tractors, and lots of times they ain't got nothing but mules, horses, or something like that to tend it with.
Mm-hmm. You said you had cows.
Yeah, Stanford did. You see, they wasn't mine, but they was his, and I had the job by tending to them. See, but I was feeding and looking at them, and taking care of them. See.
Yeah.
I stayed in that place as much as I did at the house. Lots of times I'd be out there at 12, 1 o'clock at night. Some folks went to steal in there one time, but they failed getting it. And then Stanford, him and his boy went down there. I happened to be down there in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
They happened to recognize my car sitting there. That boy said, Daddy said, we better let Mr. Parker know something, because he would shoot you. That, you know, shoot you. Old man Stanford called me then. I answered him.
Did you ever have any trouble when you were living down there?
No, no. They meant to steal yearly now one night, but it never did get it.
Did you shoot at them?
Huh?
Did you shoot at them?
Yes, ma'am. Not one time, but several.
What do you call that? The buildings where you might have wood for your stove or keep your tools or something. Do you have buildings like that on the farm?
Well, yeah, lots of times you do. Now, you take Stanford's place down there, he had a little old house there, which he did at some of his folks' farm a little bit there. But they didn't do too much farming down there. I never did fool the farming business. That's all I could do is take care of them cows. Now, he had a bunch of them things there.
Outhouse?
Uh-huh.
What does that mean exactly?
Well, it's not built on to your dwelling house and all. It's just a little place put out there for you to keep your tools, junk, first one thing, the other end. And big barn we had there where we kept our feed, stuff like that.
Is that where you keep hay?
Yeah.
Could you sort of describe what the barn looked like?
Well, it's just a big long